You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Today's hearing is a solemn one. It involves freedom of conscience. Ultimately, without the first pillar of our freedoms, the freedoms that we did not give up to our government, the American democracy and the experiment that has lasted over 200 years falls for no purpose.
That's Congressman Daryl Issa of California opening today's hearings of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. This morning's hearings dealt with the Obama administration's contraception mandate and the concerns raised by Roman Catholics and other religious leaders regarding our religious freedom in general. One of those raising concerns there this morning in front of that committee was a good friend of this program and president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Matt Harrison. We'll be hearing what he had to say there in his opening statements, and then we're going to talk with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in the midst of his travels back from Washington, D.C., about religious freedom and the Obama administration's contraception mandate. Here's what Pastor Harrison had to say, speaking in front of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee this morning in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to be here. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is a body of some 6,200 congregations and 2.3 million members across the U.S. We don't distribute voters' lists. We don't have a Washington office. We are studiously nonpartisan, so much so that we're often criticized for being quietistic. I'd rather not be here, frankly. Our task is to proclaim in the words of the blessed Apostle St. John, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sin. And we care for the needy. We haven't the slightest intent to Christianize the government. Martin Luther famously quipped one time, I'd rather have a smart Turk than a stupid Christian governing me. We confess that there are two realms, the church and the state. They shouldn't be mixed. The church is governed by the word of God, the state by natural law and reason, the Constitution. We have 1,000 grade schools and high schools, 1,300 early childhood centers, 10 colleges and universities. We are a machine which produces good citizens for this country at a tremendous personal cost. We have the nation's only historic Black Lutheran college in Concordia, Selma. Many of our people were alive today and walked with Dr. King 50 years ago on the march from Selma to Montgomery. We put up the first $1 million and have continued to provide finance for the Nehemiah Project in New York, as it has continued over the years to provide home ownership for thousands of families, many of them headed by single women. Our agency in New Orleans, Camp Restore, rebuilt over 4,000 homes after Katrina through the blood, sweat, and tears of our volunteers. Our Lutheran Malaria Initiative, barely begun, has touched the lives of 1.6 million people in East Africa, especially those affected by disease, women and children. And this is just the tip, the very tip of the charitable iceberg. I'm here to express our deepest distress over the HHS provisions. We are religiously opposed to supporting abortion-causing drugs. That is in part why we maintain our own health plan. While we are grandfathered under the very narrow provisions of the HHS policy, we are deeply concerned that our consciences may soon be martyred by a few strokes on the keyboard as this administration moves us all into a single-payer program, a system. Our direct experience in the Hosanna-Tabor case with one of our congregations gives us no comfort that this administration will be concerned to guard our free exercise rights.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear the remainder of what Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, had to say speaking this morning in Washington, D.C., before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about the contraception mandate. Then we'll speak directly with Pastor Matt Harrison himself about his concerns regarding this mandate and religious freedom. Stay tuned.
Real Reformation Radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org. Go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But first, let's hear the rest of what he had to say this morning in Washington, D.C., speaking before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about the contraception mandate.
We self-insure 50,000 people. We do it well. Our workers make an average of $43,000 a year. 17,000 teachers make much less on average. Our health plan was preparing to take significant cost-saving measures to be passed on to our workers just as this health care legislation was passed. We elected not to make those changes, incurred great cost, lest we fall out of the narrow provisions of the requirement required for the grandfather clause. While we are opposed in principle not to all forms of birth control, but only abortion-causing drugs, we stand with our friends in the Catholic Church and all others, Christian or non-Christian, under the free exercise and conscience provisions of the U.S. Constitution. Religious people determine what violates their consciences, not the federal government. The conscience is a sacred thing. Our church exists because overzealous governments in Northern Europe made decisions which trampled the religious convictions of our forebears. I have ancestors who served in the Revolutionary War. I have ancestors who were on the Lewis and Clark expedition. I have ancestors who served in the War of 1812, who fought for the North in the Civil War. My 88-year-old father-in-law has recounted to me in tears many times the horrors of the Battle of the Bulge. In fact, Bud Day, the most highly decorated veteran alive, is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We fought for a free conscience in this country, and we won't give it up without a fight. To paraphrase Martin Luther, the heart and conscience has room only for God, not for God and the federal government. The bed is too narrow, the blanket is too short. We must obey God rather than men, and we will. Please get the federal government, Mr. Chairman, out of our consciences. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joining us to talk about religious freedom and the Obama administration's contraception mandate, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He spoke this morning, you just heard his comments, in Washington, D.C., before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about the contraception mandate. He joins us from an airport in Cincinnati. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
Matt, I know that you're very pressed for time these days. Why did you agree to take time out of your schedule to go and testify before this committee this morning in Washington, D.C.?
Well, as it was getting kind of partisan, I was asking myself that same question. We got a call the day before yesterday saying that our testimony would be helpful in making the case for religious freedom relative to the health plan and the particularly the issue of abortifacients and religious providers. And so, you know, it was a split second decision. I had been in D.C. a couple weeks earlier. I don't go often, but I'd been there a couple weeks earlier and talked to some of our folks there. And there are a number of voices in D.C. that are very eager for us to weigh in on some of these significant moral and religious freedom issues. And so I weighed the issue and decided to go. Tried to be, we do have I think, viewpoint on this issue, nevertheless, trying to be nonpartisan.
Matt, you said early in your opening statement in that committee testimony that you'd rather not be there, frankly. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think the violation of religious freedom is so utterly egregious that it's Orwellian that we would have to go and defend this and provide testimony. I definitely prefer not to be in an environment where there's controversy or potential controversy or particularly controversy caused between Missouri Synod Lutherans. And so it's not a kind of a situation one seeks out.
Well, how would you summarize what you think the best that we could say as confessional Lutherans to our government in a moment like this where religious freedom, not only on this front, but you also pointed out elsewhere in your testimony recently where religious freedom has been apparently disregarded or under threat. What's the best that we as confessional Lutherans can say in a moment like this to our elected leaders?
Well, I think we just need to stand up. We need to know the Constitution, the First Amendment, and the specific protections we have for free expression of religious convictions, the protection of our rights as citizens, and it doesn't matter what our viewpoints are. We have rights in this country, and we need to stand up for them. And we also have a responsibility as all citizens, as good citizens, to stand up for religious rights of all people, because in doing so, we guarantee our own.
Many might state that this contraception mandate really has nothing to do with the Lutherans. This is an issue between Roman Catholics and the federal government. How do you respond?
Well, obviously we have a different viewpoint on the nature of contraception. There's no doubt about that, although you saw today from testimony that the Roman Catholic position is more nuanced, I think, than they're given credit for. But the provisions are so narrow to guarantee our rights, that is grandfathering our health plan, that those rights, as I stated, those rights can go away with a few keystrokes on a computer keyboard at the discretion of the administration by executive fiat. And it's just wrong. Just wrong. These are not provisions that we must beg for. We cannot be robbed of our First Amendment rights, and we will weigh the situation. We'll, if the matter is already going to court, I suspect, just like the Hosanna-Tabor decision, for whatever it was in the beginning, it ended up being a religious freedom issue, and we'll join in the same effort to defeat this unjust provision.
Well, with a few minutes here, Matt, and I know your time is short, too, what do you hope the outcome will be of yours and the other religious leaders' testimony today in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I hope sane and fair-minded people realize that that people who have religious convictions, particularly the Missouri Synod, are not unfair kind of kooks who have it in for women. I wanted people to know about our long history, some of the significant things we do charitably, and that we're simply people of deep religious conviction, and we're going to stand up not only for our own religious convictions, but we're going to stand up when anybody's religious rights are violated. And that's a responsibility we have over against those in our church, and it's a responsibility we have over against our fellow citizens.
Do you think that there's a time for religious leaders to speak and a time for religious leaders to remain quiet. If you do, when is the right time to speak? When is the right time to simply remain quiet?
Well, I believe now is the time to speak. We face a very drastic situation, and especially in light of the Hosanna Tabor case and narrowing of religious rights. We've seen it in the state of Illinois, where the state passes draconian laws against adoption providers who do not are not willing to certify and place children in gay and lesbian situations. If there's ever been a time to speak up, it's now. It takes wisdom. And we're going to need the prayers day by day. You don't want to speak so much that you just are flapping in the wind. We certainly have not had to do that in the past, but it's to the point where we need to stand up and let our voice be heard at every level, everywhere.
Finally, with only 1 minute, Matt, if you had a minute with President Obama to express your concerns here, what would you say to him? 1 minute.
I would tell him, as I made public, that I pray for him daily, that I am completely for justice in this country, the equal treatment of individuals under the Constitution, and I would ask him why in the world that our religious rights are being curtailed in this way, and why the attack on religious establishment. It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't have to happen.
Matt, finally, with just a few seconds, were you able to articulate a clear confession of the gospel in Washington, D.C. this morning?
Yes, I was. In my first paragraph, I stated very clearly that, in fact, it was my preference not to be there, but I stated very clearly from 1 John that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and his blood takes away the sins of the world, and that's our business. Our business claim that and care for people in need.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He spoke this morning in Washington, D.C. before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about the contraception mandate. He joined us live from an airport in Cincinnati. Matt, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, we'll be landing, hopefully, God willing, in St. Louis in about an hour and a half, and then we can head over to the Illinois District Convention.
Thanks again, Matt.
God bless.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Paul Meyer of Western Michigan University about 16th century reformer Martin Luther. Monday, we'll discuss the Transfiguration with Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary. There's a time when you got to stand up and say we will obey God rather than men, and I guess that day has come. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. You're listening to Issues Etc.